Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio, where we're going to be hearing a combination of recently recorded performances and some live ones, too, in our studio today. We have two sisters. One is returning to the midday after one or two previous visits. That's Isabella Wu. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back. And then your sister, Adriana, is also here. And both of you, final forte finalists. And that's a big competition, of course, that comes around every year. And welcome, Adriana.
Hello.
Good to have you here for the first time. And we have a lot of music to pack in during this hour, so we will get to it pretty quickly. And the first two things that we're going to hear, we'll give a little introduction to each of them. But first, of these two pieces by Frédéric Chopin, the brilliant, the Variation Brilliant, Brilliant Variations, and this will be a recording of Adriana. And what do you have to overcome in performing this, Adriana? What's the challenge for you?
I would say the challenge for me in learning this piece was the technical difficulties, especially in like the scherzo and the scherzo vivace sections of the piece. So the piece is divided into five sections. It starts with a very grand introduction, and then the theme is introduced. And from there, it transitions to the scherzo, and then there's also a slower passage before the vivace section ends the piece.
Okay, here we go. This is Adriana Wu with the Variation Brilliant by Chopin.
Thank you.
That was the Variation Brillante by Frédéric Chopin, as performed and recorded by one of my two guests for the midday today, Adriana Wu. She is a junior at Memorial High School in Madison and one of the final Forte finalists for 2016. And you've selected a second Chopin here, Adriana, one which I would say would be quite in a contrast to the one we just heard.
Yes, it's one of the nocturnes that Chopin composed. It was one of his last nocturnes, the Opus 62, number 2, in E major. And it was one of the last works that he ever composed.
And is the challenge here just to really bring out the lyrical quality of it?
What I like about it is definitely like the lyrical melodies, and also how the piece begins with a very soothing melody, and then the middle passage transitions to a very agitato, emotionally turbulent passage, and then it returns to like the calm melodies.
This is the Nocturne in E major, Opus 62, number 2, by Chopin.
Thank you.
was Adriana Wu with the Nocturne in E, one of the last works by Chopin, Opus 62, number 2. And now, again, welcome back to the midday, Isabella Wu.
Hello.
Senior at yes. Memorial High School in Madison. And without much ado, we'll get into the first of the two pieces you're going to be playing right here live today. Well-Tempered Clavier, that almost says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The masterworks of Johann Sebastian Bach that set the stage for so many composers to follow. And you've picked the Prelude and Fugue in F sharp?
Yes. I think it's very interesting Prelude and Fugue, especially with the three-voice fugue at the end. Just finding all the different patterns that reoccur in the piece are really interesting.
Well, we'll hear you bring them out then. This is from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2 by Bach, Prelude and Fugue in F sharp.
Thank you.
A lot of voices in there, indeed. That was the Prelude and Fugue in F-sharp by Johann Sebastian Bach from Book 2 of his Well-Tempered Clavier, The Pianist, live in our Buck studio this Thursday afternoon for the midday. And now, back to Isabella Wu, and a composer who certainly knew his Bach, but wrote things that would, I think, never be mistaken for Bach, Claude Debussy.
Yeah. Yeah, so this piece, Lille Joyeux, pardon my French, but...
Lille Joyeux, yes.
Yes. It's a really beautiful piece, full of, I think, ocean waves and just the descending chromatics and trills really make this a standout piece.
Debussy and some of his contemporaries in France in particular were very good at conveying water musically, weren't they?
Yeah.
So here it is, The Joyous Isle, if you will, by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
spectacular. That was the work of Claude Debussy, L'Île Joyeuse, played by Isabella Wu. She's a senior at Memorial High School in Madison. And so I do have one question before we go to a break here, and I repeat the quiz question, Isabella.
Yeah.
Insofar as you can compare the two, the pieces you just played, the Bach Prelude and Fugue and the Debussy, is one of them, and they're roughly the same length, is one of them harder to memorize than the other? You're playing both, of course, without music.
Yeah, I would actually say the Bach for me would be much harder
really?
For me to memorize. I think with a Bach, it's liable to move into other areas, link into other places, where for me, the Debussy just kind of
a thing unto
flows,
itself,
yeah.
And you're not going to get it sort of confused with anything else.
No.
I can certainly see that. And now, this is going to be a recording because we don't have two pianos here in our studio, although I suppose the day may come when we might be able to arrange that. But in the meantime, we have what's going to be another recent recording that my guests today, Isabella and Adriana Wu, made in their home, as they happen to have two pianos at home, and
yes.
Unlike most families, they have that advantage. And I suppose part of that is because your mother's a piano teacher.
Yes, yeah. So we grew up with lots of music in the house.
And so you'd need two pianos to play duets or, two piano pieces with her. So now you've picked this wonderfully lively suite, and I think not recorded that often, by Darius Milhaud, who had a wonderful sense of humor. In fact, titled his autobiography, My Happy Life. He knew how to have a good time, and he knew how to benefit from travel as a musician, too. And that's where Scaramouche comes from.
Yeah.
So it's a three-movement suite, and let's start with you, Adriana. What's the first movement?
The first movement starts out, it's very lively and energetic, and we repeat each other's melodies one by one, so it's kind of just like a call back and forth. It's fun.
And does it have a title, this movement? Or is it just a tempo thing? Hold that thought. we'll give it a name on our own as soon as we've heard it. And so the second movement in this suite, Scaramouche, and Scaramouche refers to a clown, so right away you know it's going to be something lively and probably up-tempo and I'll say light in terms of the mood, if not the musicianship required to play it. And that was, so we slow it down for the second movement, Isabella?
Yeah. I think what's interesting to note about this piece is, Milhaud was a French composer, but he traveled a lot, as you say. He went to Brazil, visited the United States, like the southern part. So in this piece, it's you're likely to hear almost like street music. It's almost like there could be drums in the background. Scaramouche does refer to a clown. I think, though, the reason he titled it Scaramouche was actually, I think it was the name of a children's theater. And so I think he got his inspiration from that. So it's kind of, it's pretty, like my sister said, lively, and just kind of makes you want to dance.
Yeah. And then what's the third movement about?
The third movement is a return. So the second movement is a little bit calmer, more lyrical. The third movement is a return to that final samba.
Some of those Brazilian influences again. Well, that just ties in very nicely with our quiz question. It was serendipity that both tie into Brazil there. And so this is the sound of Scaramouche, the work of Darius Milhaud. And we'll hear this then again, recent recording by two pianists with two pianos, Isabella and Adriana Wu. Good dose of Scaramouche, the work of Darius Milhaud. And he was well-traveled in the 1920s and 30s in particular, and it's the next best thing to a trip to Brazil there, that, that final
movement.
You
enjoyed playing it.
Yeah. Now, but I did have to ask you, Isabella and Adriana, who had the drum beat section there and who had the treble and then
well,
the
it
two
kind
piano.
Of interchanges. I think we both got a healthy dose of both the drums and the high pitch stuff.
You pass it back and forth, in other words.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so much the more fun. Now, in addition to being pianists, you have some other thing. I know, Isabella, you're a violinist also.
Yeah. Actually, we're both violinists.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And I also sing and play the percussion a little bit. Yeah.
And so, do you have to choose? Now you're getting ready to do those college applications and all that. Do you have to choose to specialize as a pianist as opposed to something else?
I've decided to audition as a pianist, so I'm busy doing those piano auditions. Yeah.
Well, you'll still have to come back sometime. We
definitely
talked about this once before and do the record the violin part and then play live the piano part and do both parts of a violin sonata or something like that.
And,
Adriana, you have some other things that you do too. Are you still a volunteer at St. Mary's?
Yes, actually, I still volunteer there.
That's great. And do you get some time for some tennis on the side too? Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to both of you. And so, Isabella, you're finishing your senior year at Memorial High School in Madison. Doing those college apps.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
What I hear, it doesn't get any easier as the years go by. And then, Adriana, you're a junior.
Yes.
So you're thinking about doing the college apps.
Yeah.
Well, great. We'll look forward to your next visit to the midday.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
Thank you.
Both of them Final Forte finalists from 2016 and 2015, respectively.